What's up, Hubbly Bubbly? We are the Positive Truth Podcast. We're going to be your entertainment this evening. My name is JP.
I'm Tim. And here at the Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We are a podcast. If you don't know what a podcast is, it's basically a radio show online. Our podcast is focused on bringing positivity and being the opposite of the nightly news. When you turn on the news, you see a lot of negative and hate-filled things, a lot of fear, a lot of hate. We talk about positive news stories going on in your society that bring some positivity and bring people together. We're going to be doing this in 20-minute segments. The first segment is just going to be positive news stories. We'll just be spreading the positivity. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the world is better than ever. So sit back, enjoy, do the hookah, enjoy some food, and we're going to basically just talk about positive news. Tim, what kind of positive news story you got to start off with?
Man, my first positive news story comes from Australia, actually. So Australia is going to spend $500 million to restore and project the Great Barrier Reef. I know my wife is excited about that because that's where she always wanted to go. And yeah.
That's pretty awesome. $500 million?
Yeah, you know, chump change. Tu sabes.
That's awesome, Tim. I appreciate that.
What else you got for us, JP?
I want to just start off by saying that there's a lot of young people in here. And in America today, there's more people giving to charity than ever before. And the youth are giving more to charity than any other like class. So you hear a lot about negative millennials. The millennials give more of their salary than any other group. So shout out to the youth out there.
Yeah. Shout out to Chief Peace for clapping for us over there. Yeah, for sure. Well, we had a bunch of stories about Chance the Rapper over the last couple years. Like, he donated $1 million to Chicago Public Schools, $2 million to Chicago Public Schools, did a backpack drive, done all kind of concerts for free.
He donated $1 million to art education.
Boom. So, yeah, there goes another positive news story there. What else you got for us, JP?
I have airline safety. It's the safest year. It's the safest year, period, for traveling. So in 2017, it was the safest year for airline travels. Also around America, traffic accidents have gone down everywhere. Traffic deaths, everything. So despite all of everyone texting and driving, we're actually safer than ever, but you never hear about it. So that's what we're here for.
Tu sabes. I got Don Jones. He's a 27-year-old defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He actually took a girl with Down syndrome to her prom, and he had a blast. He danced with all the kids that were there. He taught some other kids some new dance moves, which I'm sure I don't want to see. And yeah, man, I thought it was pretty dope. There's some cool pictures that we shared to our Facebook page. So if you guys ever get bored on Facebook, which I know you do, and see a lot of negative things, go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast and check out some more stories there.
We definitely probably should have talked about that. We are, if you want to check us out, the flyer's right here, flyers outside. We're the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram, on Twitter, TPT_podcast. Tim, did you turn off your mic during the live show?
Nah.
Okay, all right, cool. I wanted to talk about one of my favorite positive news stories. It was in Atlanta. It was a young man. He was giving out free haircuts for the homeless. So he would stand outside 8 hours a day, and he would give basically haircuts for the homeless outside, and he couldn't do it in the winter. So He met another barber in Atlanta. The barber was so inspired by his story, he paid for and gave away a barbershop for the young man that was giving out haircuts for the homeless. It's absolutely awesome. Just shows you about all the positive things going on in your community that you never hear about.
Absolutely, man. I thought it was pretty dope whenever we first talked about that story because it actually came into two parts. First part we talked about was a man walking around giving homeless people haircuts. A year later, we got the follow-up whenever he got a barbershop handed to him for absolutely free, which is pretty awesome.
The best part about the barbershop was the guy that owned the barbershop was a convicted felon. He went to barber school, did everything right, started a barbershop. It was so packed, he had to open another one. But he was so inspired by the young man. He was like, we got to stick together. So we gave it to him, and now they're working together to not only help cut people's hair for the homeless and help out the people in their community. Absolutely awesome.
Tu sabes. All right, man. I know we don't hear a lot of positive police officer stories in the news too much, so I definitely got one here. So there's a small town in Pennsylvania. This elderly man, his wife actually got taken to the hospital. She wasn't doing too well, and he didn't have a car to get to the hospital. So this deputy realized what was going on, stopped everything that he was doing, took the man to the hospital, walked him up to his room where his wife was at, and he got to see his wife. And on top of that, he took the man home after the visit and then brought him back up there the next day.
Hold up, wait, what?
Yeah, he went the extra mile. Absolutely went the extra mile.
Where did this happen at?
In Pennsylvania, man. I don't know the small town. I wish I did, but I thought it was pretty amazing, and I definitely wanted to share it with everybody because it's as positive as it gets for
Shout
me.
Out his name, Tim. Shout out his name.
Where's his name?
Oh, right here, man.
Oh, take that, world. Deputy Chief Jason Bentley. So it's a name we can actually say, by the way. We butcher names on the regular over here.
So, yeah, it's absolutely awesome. Police officers do a lot of positive things besides shooting people. We like to shout that out, too, up here. I also like national parks. Tim, do you like parks?
I'm loving national parks, man.
Chile just converted 11 million acres into new national parks. To go along with Iran and Brazil, they're reforesting the country. Basically, in Brazil, they're going to plant 30,000 soccer fields worth of new trees.
Dude, that's ridiculous. How many soccer fields again?
30,000.
Can't even fathom that, man. That's ridiculous. Man, I have a lot of dog stories and cat stories because I like animals, so I'm going to go ahead and name a couple. Yeah, shout out to you, Emily. Tu sabes. I have a cat story where there's this shelter that's actually teaching cats how to high five so they can get adopted. And ever since they started doing that, yeah, it's ridiculous, right? Ever since they started doing that, cats have been adopted like crazy. I mean, I thought it was pretty dope myself, man. I know.
Hold up. Since we're talking about like animal stories, Tim, you want to tell everyone what you do with at Grant High School?
I'm a coach at U.S. Grant High School. I coach cross country and track and field.
So you remember the positive news story we did where every Friday a coach in California would take his cross country kids to go to the animal shelter. He would pick up dogs and then he would have the dogs run with them. Since the dogs were more active and more healthy, they got adopted at a higher rate. And all the kids had to do was just run with the dogs. It's a great community activity. I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Speaking of running, that leads me into a positive news story that I guess I was a part of. So the teacher strike here in Oklahoma, which I know we all heard about, was ridiculous. And teachers fought as hard as they could for their students. And one day the students decided to fight back for them at U.S. Grant High School. The kids were like, "Coach, these teachers are walking from UConn and Tulsa and more. We can run 6 miles to the Capitol from U.S. Grant."
I think it was like 7, Tim.
Yeah, it was 7.4, but they didn't need to know that. So long story short, I told them it was a 6-mile run. We could do it. Made up a course, and about 50 people showed up day one to do it. We ran down there. We were exhausted. People gave us water, pizza, all kind of good stuff. But the kids wanted to do it again on the following Monday just to fight for the teachers since they were walking out for them. And I thought it was pretty amazing that they decided to organize that themselves.
So what you're telling me is these kids in your high school wanted to organize a run to run 7 miles to support their teachers?
Tu sabes.
I think the youth are doing a lot of positive things, man.
Man, do you have any youth stories?
I do have a positive youth story.
Go for it.
So in Charlotte, there's this young man. He's like 21. He did this awesome thing that I just can't believe hasn't caught on. He wanted to help support the elderly, the veterans, and the police in his basically neighborhoods. So he started a GoFundMe. And what he would do was he would basically employ these kids and he would have them cut everyone's yard. So if you were disabled or elderly or a veteran, they would mow everyone's yards for free. And they basically, it would just help support the community. And the kids, they didn't get any money, but they got to see the benefit of charity. And it brought everyone in the community together.
I'm loving how the youth is doing great, man. Dude, speaking of the youth, I have a 6-year-old boy. I know you remember this story, how he was on YouTube one day, which I know we know kids that get on YouTube all the time and they search all kind of random videos.
So that's what I do, man.
We all do it, don't we? So this kid was on YouTube and he saw something he never saw before. He saw homeless people and he realized there was a lot of homeless people in the world. So he wanted to do something about it. What his mom decided to do was like, "Hey, what do you want to do?" And he said, "I want to give them food and houses and clothes." And his mom said, "That's a little too expensive, so we're gonna have to think of something else."
Okay.
So what they decided to do, they sat down and talked. It took them a couple days, but they came up with the idea to write children books. And it's called Tyler Travels Across the World, and all the profits from these children books go to the homelessness in their community. So what they do is they go to the store, buy socks, shoes, shirts, sweaters, blankets, etc., anything you can think of, and they deliver to the homeless shelters. This little kid did this by himself, his mom supporting him. And I just think it's amazing the fact that the youth want to give back so much, and all they need most of the time is a little bit of support.
Hold up. So this 6-year-old did how much for the homeless?
Dude, he saved lives, basically, man. It's amazing.
What were you doing at 6, Tim?
I was probably watching Power Rangers. I'm going to be real with you, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Tú sabes.
Well, Gucci, the brand, is going fur-free in 2018. And they're auctioning off the remaining animal fur items to benefit animal rights organizations. So I think that's awesome. I think, you know, it's 2018. The fact that Gucci, a national brand making a lot of money, is donating to animals' rights, leading the way of change, is awesome. Talk about that positive news story, Tim.
Man, let's keep it short and simple. North Korea and South Korea are ending the war. Boom.
Yeah, that's a long time coming.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, I got the IKEA owner, the founder. He donated 23, not million, not thousand, billion dollars to charity and businesses in Sweden. Basically, after he dies, he donated $23 billion to charity to help with their communities. That's a lot of money, Tim, and that's absolutely awesome. While I'm on that, did you hear about what happened in Michigan?
What happened in Michigan?
So there's the University of Michigan got a $550 million donation to their cancer foundation. It's going to go towards cancer research. Also, it's like $20 million each year to student scholarships if you want to go there. So if you're going there to study cancer, to study how to stop cancer, end it. Basically a scholarship for forever for it, man.
That sounds legit. That sounds legit. Man. Well, what else do we have here, JP? How many more positive news stories do you have, my dude?
As many as you have, Tim.
Dude, we have endless.
Keep going, Tim. Keep going. I see you.
Let's talk about the two veterans from New Mexico, actually. So they're retired. One is, I believe, in his 80s. The other one's in his 70s. And what they decided to do was they realized there's a lot of retired people in New Mexico that can't make it to the doctor. So they drive about 3 to 4 hours a day taking people that can't make it to the doctor all day long because they have nothing else better to do with their day. And I think it's amazing because they've been doing it for the last 16 years.
So two veterans on their free time, they're retired. And what they're doing is to help out the community. They're driving people to and from the hospital and the doctor's office.
Yes, sir.
Why are we not hearing about this, man? They're 85, too? 85 and 70?
85 and 70, yes, sir. 85 and 70.
That's absolutely awesome.
I couldn't tell you why we're not hearing it, but I'm glad we're hearing it today.
Absolutely. My next positive news story is from Ghana. Everyone knows the positivity of teachers. We are in Oklahoma. There's a Ghana teacher. And none of his students had any sort of computers. So what he did was he realized the importance of a college education. You have to learn how to use a computer. So he took all his second graders, 80 second graders in his class, and he taught them how to use Microsoft Word on a chalkboard. So every single day, he would go in, he would draw it out, and the kids would talk, and they'd be like, when you hit this, what happens? And all the kids learned how to use Microsoft Word without a computer. Someone in Ghana heard about this, so he donated computers to the school, and every kid in his classroom knew how to use Microsoft Word. That's the benefit of a damn good teacher.
Absolutely. So whenever he said, what does this do? He would erase it and then draw something else, right?
Exactly. So, ridiculous. Like, it would be like, indent, all this. He'd be like, what happens? And then the kids would come up, and they would be like, this is what happens.
Dude, he had some artistic ability, too, because I know if I went up there, stick figures everywhere.
So, yeah, that's absolutely awesome. For positive sure. Thing. Keep talking about the youth, Tim.
Man, I have three kids from England. I couldn't say the city. I don't want to butcher it that bad. But basically, they're getting this award. One's 13, one's 14, and one's 12 years old. Basically, they saw this man on a bridge, and they rushed over there to save his life. And the man was getting ready to commit suicide. And three kids, preteens, basically. A couple
12,
of them are teenagers.
13 and 14.
Go over there, save this man's life. The next day, the man thank the children for saving his life because obviously that's not something that he didn't want to do, obviously. And now they're being awarded with the what is this? The Broxburn Youth Award for their bravery, which is pretty awesome in itself.
Since we're talking about the youth, did you hear about the kid in San Diego?
No, sir.
So the kid, he didn't like homelessness. He was 14 years old, had no idea what to do. So he thought of an idea, like, why don't we start a business where the homeless can show up? And we drive them to go go work somewhere where they're needed. So every single day in San Diego, him and his mom pack homeless in the van. They drive to anywhere where employment is needed, and the homeless work for them. It has dropped the amount of homeless in San Diego by like 25% in the past year, because they have such an employment opportunity, because they have somewhere every day they can go to.
That's pretty amazing, man.
And the kid was 15, he thought of this idea. While we're on the homeless, you remember the story about the guy in Utah sleeping outside?
Oh, the mayor, right?
So the mayor went undercover in Utah, slept outside with the homeless for a whole 2 days because he wanted to understand what they were going through. So he took off the suit, got unshaven, slept outside for 2 days just so he can try to stop the see what they're going through and stop homeless in Salt Lake City in Utah.
Yeah, man, it was pretty amazing. He did it for two nights? 3 days and 2 nights was what it was, I think.
It was also December in Utah, so you know it's just a tad cold.
indeed, man. So I got one more story left that we're going to go with, because I know we're running out of time here for this first part. But my last story is about, does everybody watch Stranger Things? Stranger Things is my show, I'm not going to lie. A little bit. All right, well, Stranger Things is my show for sure. Well, there was this kid, he was real excited to celebrate his birthday. He had a Stranger Things themed birthday party. He invited his whole entire class, and nobody showed up. I know it sounds really negative, sad, but it gets better.
Okay.
So his sister, of course, you know, being the defender that she is, got on Twitter and was like, you know what? All your friends are fake. Forget them. It's all good. You're going to have a good birthday. And Millie Bobby Brown, who's 11 on Stranger Things, saw the tweet and was like, wait a minute. Nobody came to your birthday party? I would for sure like to go next year if you would invite me. And then another cast member from Stranger Things saw it and was like, you know what? I'll come too. And that basically made the kid's day. His sister and him posted a picture on Facebook and said, you know what? Next year, you guys aren't invited to his classmates. They got me next time. And I thought it was pretty amazing that the power of social media kind of impacted this kid in a good way, considering nobody showed up to his birthday party. Because I know if that was me, I'd be crying in a corner somewhere.
That's awesome. You want to talk about the power of social media? Do you remember the Washington Post kid?
No, sir. So, I do remember now. I think about it. Go ahead.
So there was a 9-year-old, and basically for 2 years, she had been taking her father's phone, downloaded the Washington Post app, bought it, and was reading articles.
His father didn't know about it, right?
No idea. So he checks his bill, and he's like, I'm not paying for Washington Post, but his daughter was reading it. So he looks at his daughter, and his daughter's like, I want to grow up and be a reporter. So Washington Post saw it. They're like, hey, if you ever want to come to our facility, you can come do it. So Washington Post paid to fly out the 9-year-old, tour their facility. It's like, hey, you get through college, you got a job.
That's ridiculous, man. At 9 years old, I was not reading the Washington Post.
I wasn't reading anything either, Tim. These kids are doing amazing things. I think we're running out of time for the first set, but we will be right back in like 15 minutes, and we're going to talk about how the world is better than ever. We're going to start reading off positive statistics of how, you know, it's a great time to be alive, Tim. So we'll be right back. We appreciate your time.
Tu sabes.
Tu sais, ta vie est pleine de hauts et de bas. Mais sans les bas,
lavish.
Welcome back. We are right back here, Hubbly Bubbly. In case you missed the first part, we are the Positive Truth Podcast. We're focused on bringing uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Again, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We are the entertainment for tonight. This is part 2. It's our last section. here at The Positive Truth. We're talking about how the world's better than ever. There's a lot of negativity going on in the news, and we're going to tell you why that's not the truth, and we're going to give you a lot of positive statistics of how the world is greater and better than it's ever been. The thing about the news, Tim, is it's about things that happen, not things that don't happen. You never see a journalist saying to the camera, I'm reporting live from a country where a bomb hasn't been dropped.
True story.
Well, news isn't history. It's more like sports play-by-play commentary, and they have to keep updating based on the last show.
Gotcha.
So if news was once every 10 years, it'd be like, wow, look how much technology has improved. Look at all these good things going on. But since there's so much negativity on the news, we focus on all the positive, and we're going to talk about how life is better than ever.
All right, let's jump into it, man.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, first thing I got, we have an improved quality of life. So basically, over the past few decades, our life expanse.
Life expectancy?
There we go. Can I say that slowly? I can't even say it. Expectancy is a lot higher now. So what's the average age you got right there, JP? I know you have it.
I know it basically took us thousands of years to go from a life expectancy of 20 to 30.
There you go.
And in the past 100 years, we went from 40 to 80. Boom.
What else you got for us, JP?
So the number of people every day in the world that come out of extreme poverty is 137,000 people. So since yesterday, there's been 137,000 less people in poverty than there were the day before. That's a positive news story you never hear on the news.
Absolutely, man. What about now? Most adults can read. So, obviously back in the day, not a lot of people were allowed to get educations. And now most people can read. So therefore, they can now vote and make decisions and participate in their community unlike ever before.
Absolutely, man. That's a positive thing. So another thing about the news is you hear about all the bad things, but you never hear about how they get fixed. So you remember Ebola?
Yeah.
You remember how it was the scariest thing ever?
Absolutely.
So on January 14th, 2016, all of the previous inflicted countries had been Ebola free. All of them. You don't hear about that. You just hear about death flu, death Ebola. You never hear about how it gets fixed.
Absolutely. Let's talk about women for a second. In a positive way. So check this out. More women are going to work and no longer being only caretakers. And I think that's amazing in itself because obviously it wasn't too long ago women couldn't even vote.
Absolutely, man. Women's rights, all of this. Everything has gotten better.
Absolutely.
Despite all the racist things going on, all the sexism, it's all getting better every single day. They only focused on the negative. That's what we're here for. Child mortality is declining all around the world. Is continuing to trend down in every region of the world.
It's currently at its lowest in human history.
On top of that, you never hear about like science, right?
Not at all. Science is fun with JP on The Positive Truth.
So we now have a blood test to detect Alzheimer's, and scientists have just announced that they might have discovered a protein that causes it. Boom.
Boom. What about extreme poverty in the world is at its lowest?
Yeah, absolutely. 2.6 billion people have gained access to clean water since 1990. Whoa, Tim.
Whoa, right? I hear that, man. I hear that. What else you got for us, JP?
I mean, that's just awesome. That's the thing about the news most people don't realize is you only hear about the absolute worst. And you don't hear about how it's getting better every single day.
Absolutely, man. Did you know the ozone layer is repairing itself?
Wait, what? Didn't say that again, Tim.
The ozone layer is repairing itself. The main reason behind its recovery is the fact that certain chemicals, such as those used in aerosol cans, were phased out in the 1980s.
Wow.
Hmm.
So you know the divorce rates are at a 35-year low?
No, man. I had no clue. For real.
Shout out to Tim being married. So that's absolutely awesome. Life expectancy has doubled in the last 100 years. Survival rates for early pancreatic cancer are now 30%, so that's awesome.
That's a win. What else you got for us, JP?
Education is increasing globally, and literacy is increasing globally as well. So, yeah, that's awesome. You know, I just realized, Tim, we didn't say the thing about if somebody wanted to interact that we talked about before.
We got that later, man. It's no biggie.
If you want to talk about these positive news stories, just let us know. And, yeah. Tim, you want to keep going?
Man, go ahead and drop your facts, and then we can talk about what we can do to help make the world a better place.
Actually, I think you should just go into it right now. Let's hear it.
Absolutely. I'm with it, man. So basically, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world that are making the world a positive place, which is pretty amazing in itself. But then a lot of people have questions as in, what can we do to make the world a better place? And I have like some about seven facts you guys can do, like volunteer your time at local schools, recognize the humanity of other people and respect their dignity. Something simple like use less paper, conserve water, donate clean water to charities, and be generous.
So I want to talk about your first point about volunteering.
Yes, sir.
The youth are actually doing better than they ever have before. The youth have their lowest ever, like basically anything. They use drugs at a lower rate than we did. They get in less car wrecks than we did. They graduate high school at a higher rate than we did. They donate to charity more than we do. So this idea that millennials are doing all these bad things is just not true. Millennials are doing great things to help out the community every single day.
Boom. What else you got for us, man?
Keep kicking your facts, man.
Seven that I had.
So, yeah, our main focus here is just don't be so consumed with the news. There's a lot of great things going on. The world is a better place than ever. Anytime you hear about a murder that happens, realize there's 100,000 people out of poverty every single day. Every single day, there are people like us in here doing great things. For instance, you hear all about this crime. Crime has dropped every year in America since 1980. Probably something you shouldn't be scared of. But you never hear about that. We're all terrified of each other. It's just not true.
Absolutely, man. I like that nice little fun fact you threw in there.
So yeah, this is what we do here at The Positive Truth. If you want to see any more positive news stories, we are on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. Also on Instagram, we talk about positive things going on every single day. We interview positive people in your community. You want to talk about some of our positive interviews we've done, Tim?
Yeah, man, we've interviewed all different types of people. From Jim Conway, who some of you guys know, Chief Peace, who's sitting right over here as well. Original Flow, we've also interviewed... recently?
Talk about the Dot Rhymes.
Oh, Dot Rhymes from Fields and Futures. What Fields and Futures does is they decided basically to redo all the Oklahoma City public school fields, and they turned out amazing. Most of them, they're about what, halfway done now that I think about it. And we interviewed her recently. Her interview will come out here next week, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely. If you guys want to check that out, go to our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast.
And check it out. We're also on iTunes and all that fun stuff. What about some of our other interviews? You remember Rory Brewer?
Rory Brewer. We did an interview with a child. She was amazing because she liked The Flash. I don't know that many people that do. And yeah, man, she actually, she what exactly did she do, JB?
I don't even remember right now.
So basically, she's a 9-year-old from Oklahoma City. For the past 3 years, she's donated socks to the homeless. She donated 2,000 socks last year. 2,000, right? So I think that's absolutely awesome. We interviewed her. It's a great interview. And yeah, that's what we do here at The Positive Truth. Shout out to JoJo behind the camera.
Super producer JoJo.
Shout out to everybody watching live. If you want to support The Positive Truth, we have t-shirts outside. All of the purchases go to charity. And I think we're good, Tim.
That sounds good to me. If you guys know anybody that wants to be interviewed for The Positive Truth or any positive news stories, please feel free to come talk to us right over here in the corner. I'm sure we'll be eating.
So, yeah, absolutely. We appreciate everyone coming out to listen to our positivity. If you take anything from this podcast, remember the world's a better place, and it's only getting better. We like to end with a quote. I have one, Tim, if you don't have one.
No, I don't have one. Go for it.
In the words of Barack Obama, listen to understand, not to respond. And we're out. Stay positive.